Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Do it or die now. Stand your ground. Don't let your bad breaks go get on you down.
That's right, our rhythm section. Don't let your bad breaks get you down. Times get rough. Even when times get rough,
you've had enough.
Still got to try, small business owners. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. That's our anthem, the Atlanta Rhythm Section. They didn't know it, but they were singing the small business anthem there. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. Pam Danziger's here. Pam's our longtime 16-year member of our Brain Trust. We got her right out of high school, author of Putting the Lux Back in Luxury, and many other books you can find at unitymarketingonline.com. Check it out. Pam, thanks again for being here. Folks, the research that you do, Pam, on the retail market, especially the higher-end customers, is powerful and unique and important, and I congratulate you on the hard work that you do. Folks, I encourage you to follow her.
Thank you.
You'll thank me later when you do. So, Pam, I want to ask you about the concept of exclusivity. I have made a living in my life for the last 30 years. I have made a living by selling exclusivity. I have had, whenever I go to someone and I give them a proposal, if I can find a way to give them exclusivity, I increase my price and it sells 9 out of 10 times. I close the deal 9 out of 10 times. Regular customers like something a little exclusive. They'll pay you more for it. Should that be a direction that we think about going in? That doesn't mean you forsake all others, people who don't care about exclusivity, but you have a certain level of customers who want some kind of exclusive type service. What do you think?
Well, exclusive. I don't like that word because it implies sort of excluding people
it's just that they pay for it. Everybody doesn't want to pay for it. It's only exclusive in that they pay for something that other people won't pay for. You're not preventing anybody from having it. Anybody can have it. It's just that you have to pay for it.
Right. Well, I think, you know, what I think of exclusivity, I think what we really need to do is think about how can we be more personal? How can we personalize sort of the more generic offering
to make it more
personalized.
Okay, I'll go with that.
Yeah,
Pam, is they have to pay more for it.
Well, absolutely. I mean, you know, personalization requires, you know, customization.
Customer, exactly.
And those are, I think, the key words that I think are really important to think about in terms of, you know, your small business. And, you know, even in retail, I mean, this shutdown has shown us that we can open our shops on a one-on-one basis and provide personal services and styling services and that really makes it very special, and it really seals the deal with a customer that you've bent over backwards to give them and deliver to them something that's really a special personalized service.
There are going to be people who are going to learn how to do what you just said as a survival reaction to what we've just gone through. And in six months, they're going to look back and they're going to say, you know what? This is what I'm going to do from now on. I'm going to do all this from now on. I'm not going to do it the way I used to. This is better. I make more money and I don't work so hard.
Right, exactly.
No, I think
I'm appreciated more by the people the customers that really, really matter. I'm appreciated more and they understand how much I'm, you know, how integral I am to their lifestyle.
The biggest reason small businesses fail is not because they don't have a good product, and maybe not even because they don't manage their finances, although that's one of the big ones. It's because they don't understand that they're not Walmart. And the reason people do business with them is because of the connection, the customization, the specialness, the special sauce of a small business. They don't realize that, and they don't realize that they can charge more for that.
That's right. That's right. And so if we want to call that exclusivity, we can. But I, as I say, I really
I like your words too. Personalization, customization, whatever it takes. Whatever it takes to get a customer to raise your level of relationships with customers, so that you can charge, you can make more money, charge more.
That's right. That's right.
Do you think that's going to be possible going forward over the next 6 to 12 months on Main Street? You think people will pay that?
I think it definitely will be possible. I think that you just need to be very visible in your community. You need to be very visible about the safety measures that you're taking. You have to be very visible with your employees that you care, because employees are big influencers.
They have to be trained, don't they? They have to be trained. You can't charge more when your people are saying no problem to your customers. If your people say no problem to your customers, you can't. Instead of thank you or you're welcome, if they're saying no problem, you can't charge more for that. Yeah, I won't pay you more for it, Pam. What do you think?
That's right. I think you really, I mean, it does demand a high level of professionalism and
thank you
among your staff, and that requires that you train them properly
and raise their expectations. You can't expect customers to believe you've raised your expectation, you're meeting their expectation of service, if your people don't meet that expectation.
Exactly. And that's why it's so important for small businesses to have, you know, continue to maintain good relationships. I mean, if they can't pay them through their, you know, the PPP loans, at least maintain them at some level, because that training, if, you know, highly trained, are so valuable
They're 100% of your extension to the customers. Hey, Pam, I got to wrap it up. Thank you for being here. It's always a pleasure. Keep up the good work. UnityMarketingOnline.com. Pam Danziger, ladies and gentlemen. Pam, come back soon.
Thank you. I love to.
We'll see you next time. Pam Danziger.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.